Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for B-O-O-K-E-Y at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today, we will unlock the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, a groundbreaking book in the field of money management. You probably already have a stable and decent job, but you do not dare to rest for a second, because you are afraid that should there be an unexpected accident you will lose everything you have. How can you become a truly rich person who does not have to worry about making ends meet, and can make financial freedom a reality? This book will tell you this: being hardworking is not enough, you also need a bit of financial intelligence. This book is about to change the way you think about wealth, and teach you how to think like the rich, paving the way to your financial freedom. The author of this book, Robert T. Kiyosaki, is known as the godfather of millionaires and the money coach. He is a popular financial expert. Through fun stories featuring him and two dads, he shows us the collision between two contrasting mindsets about money. The poor dad in the story is Robert's biological father. He is a well-educated man with a PhD degree, as well as a stable job and a decent income. However, he is often caught in debt. The poor dad represents the mindset of most people who do not know how to deal with money. The rich dad is his friend Mike's dad. He is an entrepreneur who did not graduate from high school. Although Rich Dad does not have deep expertise, he has excellent skills in managing money. The rich dad is the teacher of the author Robert in money management. He represents the mindset behind accumulating wealth successfully and becoming rich. He will teach you the concept of wealth that you must have to become a wealthy person. In this bookie, we will walk through the following three aspects with you. Firstly, think like the rich. Secondly, learn how to tell the difference between an asset and a liability. Thirdly, invest like the rich. The well-known law of attraction tells us that you can actually get whatever you desire to have. If you would like to possess wealth, you would have to think like a wealthy person. Then, what are the differences between the mindset of a rich person and a poor person? There is the very classic story of the rat race. A little rat is kept in a round wood cage. It runs very fast, trying to escape. The faster it runs, the faster the cage spins. The little rat will run faster and faster, until it becomes too exhausted to continue. Even at this point, the little rat is unable to escape the cage. It seems like the little rat has put in a lot of effort, but in actuality, it had just been spinning on the same old spot. Most of us have a decent income, but that might be just enough to live an average life. Later, to improve your life, you may work harder to get promoted and raise your salary, but your expenses increase as well. Thus, the only thing you can do is to work even harder, just like that little rat running in its cage with all its might. It may seem like you are working really hard, but you still don't have any savings. Your finances are trapped in the rat race. This is a very typical mindset of the poor. Generally, they spend their whole life working for money, but fail to save any money in the end. This is just like the poor dad in this book, who had a very decent job with a high salary, but always struggled in the mire of paying bills. Even at his deathbed, he had bills left unpaid. On the other hand, rich people would not spend their whole lives working for money, rather, they would think of ways to escape the rat race. Then, what must you do to escape the trap of the rat race? The rich dad believes that the reason why the poor spend their whole lives working for money is because they do not confront the fear and greed inside their hearts. Rather, they take hard work as a way of escaping. Most people are driven by fear to find a job, the fear of not being able to afford living expenses, the fear of not having enough money, the fear of having to start over after losing money, and more. Due to such fear, they barely think about how they can make money. They only focus on working hard and even sell their labor at a low price. However, after they do get paid, their greed and desire make them want to have more, motivating them to work harder, and as a result, trapping themselves in the rat race. Thus, if we want to escape the rat race, we have to face up to our own fear and greed. Acceptance is the first step of facing your own fear and greed. You must understand that fear and greed are just human nature. However, while you may control your fear and greed, you must not let them control you. Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, has a famous saying about investment: be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. Look, the rich also have fear and greed. Fear and greed are not something to be scared about. The key is figuring out how to overcome them. Your fear of money is actually a fear of losing money. A little trick to overcome fear is to start the process of building your wealth earlier, as the earlier you start saving, the more interest you will obtain. The Financial Times made a simple comparison. Suppose A created an account at the age of 19 and put $2,000 per year into it, with a 10% interest rate. After 7 years, he stops putting money into that account. At this point of time, 26-year-old B just begins the process of saving money. He puts $2,000 per year as well into his account for 40 years until he is 65. The interest rate is also 10%. That being said, B has saved 33 more years of money than A has. The result of this research is quite surprising. A, who saved less money, but earned more interest than B, who saved a lot more. From this we can see, it is better to start early in building wealth. However, if you have missed the ideal time frame to start early in building wealth, or if you would like to realize your financial freedom earlier, is there still a way for you to deal with your fear of losing money? There is a trick, which is to take failure as an opportunity of learning. You must have fallen a lot of times before you finally learned how to ride a bicycle. In the same way, it is extremely normal to experience loss in the process of building wealth. Learn from your failure, but do not consider the failure as an attack on yourself. Only by thinking this way can you overcome your internal fear more quickly. You know that there is no basketball player who has never lost a ball, and in the same way, there is no rich man who has not lost money. Take every wrong financial decision you make as an opportunity to learn. For example, if you have lost money because you blindly jumped into the stock market, instead of complaining about bad luck or bad business environment, you should think about whether you have obtained enough investment knowledge and skills through the experience. Many people only think about working hard to make money, because this sort of mindset is so common, and does not require active thinking. It's always the easiest to follow the crowd. However, if we are serious about finding ways to make money, we have to jump out of our comfort zone. We have to enhance our capabilities, and become more knowledgeable about money making and managing money. But how can we overcome greed and desire? This brings us to the second answer, as to how the rich manage to escape the rat race, which is to focus on our own business. In fact, greed and desire is the result of the lack of a long-term goal, and focusing only on the immediate reward. To conquer greed, you have to focus on your real goal. Don't see your job as a career, but a starting point of your own business, and find opportunities to develop your own business. The author gives one example. In 1974, Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, was invited to give a speech to the MBA class at Texas State University. After the speech, the students invited Ray to have a beer with them. At the bar, Ray asked the students, "Who can tell me what I do?" Everyone there laughed. Not seeing anyone answering, Ray asked again, "What do you think I do?" Another burst of laughter. Finally, a student shouted out boldly, "Ray, everyone on the earth knows you sell burgers." Ray laughed, "I knew you would say that." Everyone stopped laughing, and Ray continued, "Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, I don't do burger business. My real business is real estate." Ray explained in detail that, in his business plan, the core business of McDonald's was to sell each chain store. And the primary factor that decided whether a store would succeed or fail was its location. In fact, it was the operator of a given chain store who would pay the price of the land for the McDonald's chain store. Ray had a clear mind. Staring at the sales volume of burgers day by day, that is what a salesperson can do without thinking. It could be a job, but it would not be a business. The difference between Ray and a salesperson is that he realized that selling burgers and fries is not the core of his business. what the real estate was. The author says, when McDonald's was not even around where they lived during his childhood, the rich dad had already taught him similar things that Ray taught the students. This is the third secret of becoming rich: care about your own business and find the right direction of your own business. The rich dad says that not working for money doesn't mean not working hard. Instead, this means that the rich focus on improving themselves. So, what is most important for you now is to stop working hard blindly. Instead, you should continuously learn from your job to enhance and expand your core capabilities. At the same time, look for opportunities to develop your own business. For example, if you work in scientific research, then maybe you could think about transforming your research into a work of popular science. If you manage to publish your work as a book, then you will have a royalty income. And this would be your own business. For a long time, the rich dad had Robert work in his shop without paying him any salary. You might be wondering, isn't this an exploitation of labor? At first, Robert was thinking so too. But the rich dad told the two kids that, although he would not pay them, they could learn and discover opportunities to develop their own businesses. During this time, the kids found an opportunity to fully use the value of the comic books that they were unable to sell. They established a library. Any kid living nearby simply had to buy a ticket to enter the library and read the comic books inside. The price for the ticket was way lower than the price they would pay for buying a comic book. Their business boomed. They even hired a kid to manage the library for them. In 3 months, they earned a lot of money, much more than the salary of a staff worker in the rich dad's shop. More importantly, the financial literacy that Robert learned during the process benefited the rest of his life, helping him build more and more wealth. Robert says, after such an experience, he is now only concerned about what he really wants and whether he could learn the skills he needs from a given job. He does not care so much about how much salary others offer him. So you, the one who wants to build wealth, should also think about these two questions when you are at work. What do you really want? And what skills that you need can you learn from this job? That was the end of the first part, think like the rich. The mindset of the poor can easily trap us in the rat race: work hard out of fear, bow to your desires by consuming your earnings, and then work harder, earn more, and desire to have more. This vicious cycle is the trap of the rat race. The mindset of the rich allows us to face up to our own fear and take every failure as an opportunity to learn. It also allows us to turn desire and greed into a motivation, pushing us to focus on the things we really want and look for opportunities to develop our own business. Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.